Euro Radio, The Teenagers Radio.
Hello everyone, welcome to Euro Radio for our daily show, Team Support Show. Today we talk about La Roche-sur-Yon, hockey and celebrity. Let's start a reporting of La Roche-sur-Yon. Can go boys!
Do you know why there is a statue of Napoleon in the center of La Roche?
Well, when he was emperor of France, he decided to create a town in the middle of Vendée to control the territory.
Nowadays, Napoleon Square, which is in the middle of the town, is a reminder of its creator.
It is surrounded with trees and there are several ponds with mechanical animals. You can control them with levers and buttons.
Here are the different animals you can see: a dromedary, a hippo, three frogs, a big bird, a crocodile, an owl, two flamingos.
In the water, there are a lot of fish, but you are not allowed to catch them. There is also a restaurant, a kiosk, a bus lane around the square.
Around the square, there are a lot of beautiful facades, sandwich church, and of course, shops.
Napoleon Square is now a major attraction in La Roche, with a lot of tourists who come and enjoy its pleasant atmosphere.
Very interesting. Now let's listen to a little report on hockey. Your turn.
Hockey comes from Canada. Hockey became popular in Finland around 1975.
No wonder hockey is the national team in Finland.
In La Roche, we have a hockey team called Ogly. They are in third division.
The team was created in 1996.
In 2015, Ogly was promoted in the first division.
But in 2019, they were demoted in the third division.
Indeed, they had economic problems.
In the Ogly team, there is the best scorer in the third division. It's Jonathan Manon with 25 goals.
And the best goalkeeper is London Truth.
They won the championship in the third division this year.
So they are promoted in the second division for next year.
In Finland, Tampere is a city of ice hockey. It has two teams, Tappara and Ilves. They are in the third division, which is called Liiga in Finland.
The best scorer in Tampara is Joli Letelä. He is the second scorer of the league.
And in Ilves, it is Petri Kontiola. But he is the first of the league.
Tampara is a team with the most titles. They have 10 trophies.
And in France, it's Chamonix.
They have 30 trophies.
I have an anecdote. They created first a protection for the testicles and after protection for the head.
They were too smart.
Wow, we are going to move on to some street interviews. Let's go, girls!
Hello, we are going to ask a few questions about people's favorite celebrities.
First, which is your favorite song between Save Your Tears by The Weeknd, Seven Rings by Ariana Grande and Crazy in Love by Beyoncé?
I think that my favorite song is Save Your Tears by The Weeknd.
Me too.
Crazy in Love by Beyoncé.
My favorite song is Save Your Tears by The Weeknd.
Me, it's the same!
The Crazy in Love by Beyoncé.
Next, what's your favorite actor between Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Holland, Zendaya and Brad Pitt?
Well, my favorite actor is Tom Holland.
My favorite actor is Brad Pitt.
My favorite actor is Zendaya.
My favorite actor is Zendaya.
Me, my favorite actor is Brad Pitt.
And me, it's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Then, who's your favorite international sportsman or woman?
Well, my favorite international sportsman is Lionel Messi and his football player.
My favorite international sportsman is Ronaldo.
My favorite international sportman is Steph Curry, and he is a basketball player.
My favorite international sportman is Sue.
Sue is by Cristiano, and me the same.
My favorite international sportman is Lionel Messi.
To finish with, we made the top three about the people's favorite celebrities. In third place, we've got Zendaya. In second place comes Ronaldo. The winner is The Weeknd with Save Your Tears.
What a great interview! Then a little commercial break. If you want to get up off your routine, La Rochon is the solution. The history of Napoleon and the Napoleon Square waits you. There are a lot of shops for your holiday, just come here. A beautiful landscape with not too much people. And for the hot weather, always the solution, there is a beach next to the town. Just come here.
Hello, today we are going to play a game called Get the Right Answer version celebrities with our two guests, Eileen.
Hi.
And Eva.
Hello.
The first that hit the buzzer will answer first. First question, what is Charlie D'Amelio's sister's name? Jessie, Pixie or Dixie?
I know, it's Pixie.
No, I got this, it's Dixie.
Yes, Eva, you got this. Second question, what was Emma Watson's first film? Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, or Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Maybe Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone?
Oh no, it's Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
That's correct, Eva. Question number three, where do The Weeknd come from? The United States, Polynesia, or Canada?
I think he's Polynesian.
I think he comes from the United States.
You both have the wrong answer. He actually is from Canada. Let's move on question number four. What distance did Usain Bolt run in 9.58 seconds? 200 meters, 100 meters, or 500 meters?
Easy, it's 100 meters.
I agree with you, Eileen.
That's right, but Eileen has the point. Can you run faster than him? Who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? J.K. Rowling, Roald Dahl, or Charles Dickens?
Well, I don't usually read books, but I'm gonna go with J.K. Rowling.
No, I think it's Roald Dahl.
That's a good answer, Eileen. To finish with, which song is not from Beyoncé? Cuff It, I feel like falling in love. Lift Me Up, or Run the World? Girls, we run this mother.
Yeah. That's easy, it's Lift Me Up.
I agree with you, Eva.
Yes, it is Rihanna's song, and Eva has the point. The winner is Eva. Congratulations. Goodbye. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I hope you had a good moment. Thanks for listening to our daily show, and goodbye.